Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Montana high school is under fire for telling a Christian club that it must change its beliefs on marriage. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, a Montana school is now under fire. It is the Bozeman High School. It is now effectively banning a Christian student club, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, because of its position with regards to marriage as the union of a man and a woman and human sexuality. The situation developed earlier this year when four female students complained about the Bozeman High School's Fellowship of Christian Athletes Club and its position on homosexual relationships. The FCA statement of faith is very clear on the issue. It says, quote, "God instituted marriage between one man and one woman as the foundation of the family and the basic structure of human society," close quote. It goes on to say, quote, "For this reason, we believe that marriage is exclusively the union of one man and one woman," close quote. And that is what is the target of this discrimination at the high school.
You know, Matt, it makes you really wonder why students would complain about a Christian club. They don't want to be a part of it if they don't believe in the mission statement of this Christian club. But one of the moms of one of the girls insisted the daughter's objection was not directed at the Christian faith specifically, but rather out of concern for other same-sex LGBT students.
I mean, she can say that all she wants to. It's directed at the Christian faith. The Christian faith is very clear. The Bible's very clear. It's not just Christians, Jews, Muslims. People outside of any religion have for millennia understood marriage as the union of a man and a woman.
But there's other clubs at the school. So why do you have to attack the Christian club?
Because it's the LGBT agenda that is the one that is trying to wipe out any kind of Christian religious freedom. You know, what we have here is these students alleged that the declaration on marriage, I mean, this is a declaration that Jesus also mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew, in the Gospels. He reiterates that from the beginning, God made male and female as husband and wife. And he harkens back to Genesis chapter 1 and 2, where you have the creation story. Obviously, you have not only in the scriptures, both in the Old and New Testament, but also in natural law. It's just natural for a man and a woman to be united together. And that's what history has underscored. But they say that this declaration about marriage being between a man and a woman goes against the Bozeman's alleged motto of, quote, "acceptance, respect, and integrity," close quote. But, you know, what about the acceptance, respect, and integrity of religious freedom, which, Amen. By the way, ding, 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 is recognized in the very first amendment to the United States Constitution.
That's right. You know, and I think it was Abraham Lincoln that said, "What you teach in the schools today, you will see in the culture tomorrow." And here's an example. The same things we're fighting in the culture today regarding Christians being persecuted for their faith, you're seeing this now in the schools, and they are getting propaganda, and they're learning the same kind of agenda.
Yeah, and unfortunately, here's the quote from the Bozeman school superintendent, Bob Connors. I mean, it shows you how problematic some of these bureaucrat educators are to this whole process. The superintendent praised these four girls for coming forward. Quote, "They've handled it appropriately," he said. "I'm glad they took an active role in questioning the policy and procedures," close quote.
What?
That's what he said to the Bozeman Daily Chronicle. He goes on to say, quote, "Young adulthood is a time when you have a lot of questions about yourself, and it's not the school district's place to judge one way or the other, because right or wrong isn't the issue," close quote. What?
But this is a Christian club, Matt. They're not judging anyone. This is, they come together with the same mission.
Yeah, and you know, FCA is not going to prohibit someone from coming into their club to participate.
Right.
But their policy is a policy of historic Orthodox Judeo-Christian values and beliefs. It's biblical. As I said, it's in the Old and New Testament. It's in natural law. It's outside of Christianity and Judaism and Islam. It is part of the natural law through the millennia of human history. They will allow someone to come in, obviously, just like a church. You know, they're going to allow someone to come in. We're all sinners.
Right.
They're not going to say you have to be checked at the door.
We love all people, but we don't celebrate.
We're not going to celebrate
sin.
It, and we're not going to have
right.
people that are leaders, officers of the club, board members of the club, people that have decision-making ability of the club, to exercise, to be of a position that is contrary to the club's position.
And anyway, you know, and that's why it's so important that we as the church be lights. We, you know, follow biblical principles, especially in the church, because you see, if we don't, this is now being modeled for those younger that are coming up, the next generation.
Yeah, and the club, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Club, was given two choices. It must either change its name, and align itself, and the reason why they want them to change the name, they'd have to align itself with the school's policy on inclusion. In other words, you can't be called Fellowship of Christian Athletes because they have this policy on marriage. So you have to change your name and disassociate from FCA. The other option is you must disassociate from Bozeman High School entirely, becoming an unofficial club. Well, what happens with that? Unofficial clubs, they don't have the opportunity to meet.
Yeah, but doesn't this club meet after school just like the Good News Clubs do that we represent?
Yeah, I mean, the same thing. I mean, Good News Club is another example. Those are in the elementary schools.
Right.
And Good News Clubs are Christian clubs, and they would have the same Christian beliefs as FCA, as many Christian clubs and organizations would. And you can't just simply say you've got to conform on this particular doctrine or policy, even though it's contrary to the very core of your club. And if you don't, then you can't meet anymore. I mean, all these clubs have, for example, a non-discrimination, all these schools would have a non-discrimination on the basis of race, right?
Right.
So, and that would be whether you're in middle school, high school, college. Take, for example, a college club that is an African-American club, or you have certain college clubs that are Hispanic clubs, they want to reach out, or you have an Asian club, and they are focused around ethnicity or race,
mm-hmm.
or you have a club just for women that want to focus on women's issues. All of those clubs come under the same non-discrimination on the basis of race and sex. Now, you never see schools applying that provision to those kinds of clubs. And if you right. did, what would happen to the clubs? You would have no more club
right.
that would be relevant to that particular reason why the club is there.
Race is very different than sexual choice.
What if you had a Jewish club? And you've got a Jewish club, and they want to have their officers. I mean, they may allow Christians and other people to come to their various meetings, but they want to have as their officers other Jews.
To follow the mission statement.
Right. And you ought to allow them to do that, even
right.
though that is a decision that they're making on the basis of religion. So what? They have to be able to do that.
This is America, First Amendment, right?
Yeah, I mean, otherwise it undermines the real reason for that club.
Absolutely.
Everything becomes non-existent. And the Supreme Court some time ago in the parade cases have indicated that, you know, if you're going to do a parade, and this was a case regarding the St. Patrick's Parade in New York, where a private entity wanted to do the St. Patrick's Parade, and a homosexual group wanted to come in and have a homosexual exhibit, and they said no. They were sued. It went up to the United States Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, well, the First Amendment allows you to be able to control your message. These other people, if they want a parade, well, they can do their own parade. They just can't crash this other parade. You can't crash the other parade that is based upon Christian values. You can just do your other parade. Now, if you want a different club, create your own club. But don't destroy the existing clubs because you have an animosity towards Christian faith. And that's exactly what's happening here. Find out what's going on in your communities. Let us know. You wouldn't think that this would be happening in Montana, but here it is. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, 407-875-1776. You can also go to the website, lc.org, subscribe to our newsletters and emails. You can also go to our resource page. And remember, Liberty Counsel, with your year-end contributions. For more information, call us today. Visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.